Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Dalid Omud Beis, and we begin in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Reish Samach Beis, the very beautiful halachos of how to bring in Shabbos, Lekadesh HaShabbos B'Shulchan Aruch U'B'Chsus Nekiyah, that you should come into Shabbos with your table beautifully set and wearing nice clothing. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and he says, Yisader Shulchano V'Yatziah Hamitos V'Yisakin Kol Inyonei Habayis, Kideshi Motsena Aruch Umasudar Bivo Bifesa Knesses. A person should arrange his whole house. He should make sure the tables are all set and that the cushions are all arranged. They used to sit in different ways than we do. We sit on chairs, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that nowadays this then doesn't apply to our chairs because they're always ready. But they used to sit on cushions and various types of beds, so they had to make sure that they were all set up and arranged. And you should arrange all the affairs of the house, make sure the house is in tip-top condition, so when a person comes home from shul, everything should be all set up when he comes home from shul to fully accept the Shabbos so beautifully. Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkon Aleph, this is talking about your table should be covered. May Erev Shabbos, Leli Shabbos. It should go the entire Shabbos. Your table should be covered. That's the appropriate way for a person to conduct himself. Shari Tshuva in Dibra Maslov Yisakin Kol Inyoni Habayis, he says, Hanochon L'sakin HaKol Miplag HaMincha. One should have this all arranged already from the time of Plag HaMincha. Kodem Ketzas, or Achar Ketzas, a little bit before, a little bit after. It's not a din in Plag HaMincha, but it should be enough time before Shabbos that you won't have to rush into Shabbos and do this, and it shouldn't be done so much beforehand. V'lo B'yom HaShishi B'Boker, Ol Yeis Erev Mamish, because it won't be recognizable that you're doing it B'davka then for Shabbos. And he brings this down in the name of Shari Knesset HaGdola and the Birki Yosef. The Chofetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masko Yisadu Shulchano, the table should be set. This means the tables in the room that you're going to be eating in, all of the tables in the room that you're going to be eating in your dining room, let's say, they should all be fully set for Shabbos. And the Vade Tzorech Lechasos Kol Shulchano Sheisham, and any tables that you're going to be using there should be set as well. And he says, in the other rooms, so it's a very nice thing if they're set as well, and they're all prepared and looking nice, but that's not the absolute din. In the Ber Heitev, he brings down in Dibra Maslu Shulchano from the Arizal that he was makbid bedavka to use a table that had four legs on it. Why? Because this is like the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. And he likewise would also have additional customs that he had two bundles of hadassim, and he would keep this out at all three of the meals, and when he would make Kiddush, he would have the hadassim there as well. Many do have the custom that they smell and make the bracha on hadassim on Shabbos. One of the reasons is to also follow this minhag of the Arizal. Others do it to make sure that they have their share of 100 brachos that are necessary on Shabbos with the shorter Shemoneh Esrei. It's a little bit more difficult to have your 100 brachos, as we've learned previously. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Beis explains that they would set up their beds, their mitos, shiyoshim aleihem, they would sit on those beds. As I pointed out, nowadays the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can see this in Deir Shu foot number 2, that our chairs are different, ain't shayach behem din zeh. We don't have to do something to the chairs, they're already set. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, v'tov shetiyem mutsas gam hamita shiyoshim aleihem. Likewise, the bed that you're going to sleep on, the bed should be made nicely, so it's inviting and it's set up nicely, l'kovet Shabbos. Sivkot and Gimel, everything should be all Aruch HaVi should be set up. Mishneh Berurah explains, Shezeu Kovet Shabbos, this is the proper honor for Shabbos. And Chazal here now are brought down, telling us the famous Medrash. Yomu Chachamin Uzal, the Chazal tell us, Shnei Malachi Asharis Melavin Loli Odom, the Erev Shabbos, Mi Beis HaKnesses LeBeiso. Famous Medrash that most people have heard, that the two Malachim accompany a person when he comes home from Shul on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. Echo Tov Yachad Ro, one is, quote, a good Malach, one is a bad Malach. All Malachim are neutral, so to say. They're all doing the Tzavo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of them, their job is to be, quote, bad. Kishibala Beiso, and when you come home, Umatz and Neredolok, you can see the candles are lit beautifully. Vishulchan Aruch, and the tables are all set nicely. Umit and Mutsas, and the cushions, and everything is all set up beautifully. The good Malach says, Malach Tov Omer, Yiratzon Shehei Kain L'Shabbos Habo. Mitz Hashem, it should be this way next Shabbos. And the Malach Hara is forced to answer Ona Amen Bal Karcho. Against his will, so to say, he has to answer Amen. V'im Lavu Lehefu Chasu Sholman, Rachmon Luslan, if it's not all set up nicely, then the Malach HaTov has to answer Amen, that it should be in disorder next Shabbos as well. Then the Mishneh Berurah says, Tov Lufanos Kurei Achabish Me'abayis Mo'yom. A person should sweep the house, clean the house from spider webs. Kurei Achabish is spider webs and other dirt from the house before Shabbos starts, Erev Shabbos. The issue of Mishneh Berurah brings down, there's a whole question, are these spider webs muktzah on Shabbos? There are those who say that the spider webs are muktzah on Shabbos. Others say, no, it's like a graf shel re'i. Shlomo Zalman brings down in Dishu foot number 3 that it's like a waste basket of filth and waste, and that you're allowed to move it because it's disgusting and foul to you. And therefore, one could possibly move these spider webs as well to clean them on Shabbos itself, but certainly one should do this before Shabbos. And this is in general a rule, a naklus is a bais of kovet Shabbos. A person should make his house nice and clean in honor of Shabbos. Mishmur continues and he says, "V'tov lizor besudas halayla," and one should be careful of the nighttime suda, Friday night. Shelo lizrok dover b'bayis chutz l'shulchan. You shouldn't toss things around and dirty up the house beyond the table, unless imein darku l'chabidus abayis b'dover amutter. Ayin sin shalom zed. Unless a person has the custom that he goes and cleans his house, he sweeps his house, he cleans it up in a way that's permissible, as we'll learn in Simon Shin Lama Zayin, what's permissible, what's not permissible. They had dirt floors. There are a lot of problems in cleaning dirt floors on Shabbos because of smoothing and making holes, Meshava Gumos, filling in the holes. So there are a lot of technical difficulties that we may not find today in our hard floors or a hardwood floor or a tiled floor or a carpeted area. So therefore, if you have the custom that you're going to clean up, so then it's not a big deal if there's food on the floor or things are on the floor, you'll clean it up after Friday night and you'll have it beautiful again for Shabbos morning. But if you're not going to do this, one should be careful in this suda not to make a mess. Acha suda zu. If you're going to clean up afterwards, it's not such a big deal. And the reason behind this is kadesh lo yinav el sabayis. If the house is a mess on Friday night, it's going to be a mess the rest of Shabbos. And if you don't have the ability to clean it up, one should be careful not to make it a mess Friday night. And likewise, the same thing, same thing by lunch. If you're going to have a messy lunch and you don't clean it up, so then by Shalosh Shudas time, the afternoon, it's going to look horrible, and that's not covered for Shabbos. Once you try to keep the house beautiful and clean, all Shabbos, not just at the start of Shabbos. Easier said than done if you have young children. Now the Ramos says, Hagah, V'yeh shulchano oroch kol yom ha-Shabbos. Once you keep his table set all Shabbos long, obviously you clean off the dirty dishes and do everything, but you should put the mappa back on. You should keep it nice and clean and beautiful. The Chena Minog, and he says, this is in fact the custom of Klai Yisrael, the Ein L'Shanas, and one shouldn't change this. He brings this down in the name of the Tor and the Mordechai, as well as the Hagos Maimonios. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet explains that this should be kept this way, neat and nice, ad la'achar Havdalah, even all the way until after Havdalah. And he says, Yesh no'agim liyo shtei mapos al ha-shulchan. Some have the custom that they put two tablecloths on the table, Mavad ha'ayon shal alechem. And this is in addition to the one that's covering up the bread, your mapa that's covering up your challah. Mishum ha-shilch min'arin ha-mapa nimsa shulchan magula. Because if you take off the dirty tablecloth, the table is going to be bare for a short period of time. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in order to prevent that, they have a tablecloth underneath. So when you take off the top tablecloth that's dirty, so you still have a tablecloth under the bottom one to fulfill this idea that your table should be covered in Shabbos, l'covered Shabbos. And the Ber Heitev in Dibra Maskel, Aruch, he brings a second reason for this. He says from the Marshal, Va'od, Hamapa Tluyo Me'al HaShulchan Tefach. When you have the top tablecloth and it's hanging over the sides of the table by at least a tefach, and when you take it off, you may have problems with creating on a Durabana level an Ohel. So therefore, if you have the other tablecloth underneath it, it's just called continuing, Mosif Al Ohel Haroy, and that is not a problem. He brings down the name of the Mati Moshe. Dishavut number 6 brings down, if you take off the tablecloth after Havdalah, so when you eat Malava Malka, you should recover the table as well. It's a beautiful minhag to have the table nicely covered, l'kovet sudas Malava Malka as well. He brings us down from the Bira Alocha. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yishtado Shiulo Begodim Noyim L'Shabbos. A person, as much as he's financially able to do so, should make sure that he has beautiful, nice clothing specific for Shabbos. V'im Efshalo, if he unfortunately doesn't have the financial means to have separate clothing, nice, beautiful clothing for Shabbos, L'Pachos, at least he should try to do Yishal Shel, he should lower his clothing. What does this mean? So the Ramah says, Pirush, Yishal Shalem Klapi Mata Shu Aruchim Kemides HaShirim Hayoshun Beveisom. You should unroll your smock or your garment, the toga that they would be wearing, whatever it was, so they normally, poor people would keep it elevated, folded over, because they didn't want to get it dirty. Whereas a rich person who doesn't worry about getting things dirty so much, so he lets it unroll. So if you have this type of a garment, so unroll it, let it be fully going to the floor, and this way you're showing that you're like a rich person, you're Mechaber the Shabbos in this way. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, L'shal shel begod of l'mata derech kovod. Again, this is for demonstrating your covered Shabbos by demonstrating that you're an usher, so to say, even though you're not, in honoring the Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Hay writes, a person should honor the Shabbos. V'dorshu Chazal tell us, shelo yehe malbushecha shel Shabbos ke malbushecha shel chol, that the clothing you wear in Shabbos shouldn't be the same as the weekday clothing if a person, Baruch Hashem, has the financial means to do so. And likewise, v'tov shelo yilbash b'Shabbos mikol ma shelovash b'chol, person should not wear on Shabbos weekday clothing. This is very, very important. Many people mistakenly think that, oh, I'm home now, I can get back into my shorts and my jeans because I'm home, I'm not in shul. So that's incorrect. And he says, afilu choluk, this is even your plain shirt. V'im ef shelo, and if at all possible, tov shelo gam talis acher l'Shabbos. If a person is able to, Baruch Hashem, afford a weekday talis and a special Shabbos talis, many people have a special Shabbos talis, some people even have a special Yontif Shabbos separate from the Shabbos talis, so that is a beautiful custom, Baruch Hashem, if a person has the financial means to do so, this is how a person should spend his money. Tisha foot number one specifically says that anytime you buy something for Shabbos, the person should verbalize and say, Zeu l'kavod Shabbos, because Hadibur Poel Harbe Bikdusha, because the actual verbalization of it makes it more of a Kaddush type of a thing and helps you internalize the importance of Kavod Shabbos. And he says, when you're preparing something for Shabbos, the Kaf HaChaim writes down, you should always say, Zeu l'kavod Shabbos, l'kayim mitzvos v'chinu esa sheyaviu, that you should go and fulfill the pasuk, which is from Bishalach, not Mishpatim, as I once said, and thank you to my Talmud who noticed that. V'chinu esa sheyaviu, in dealing with the parish of the Mon, you should prepare for Shabbos, so everything that you do should be in preparation for Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, Shetov lomar al kol dover shekone, Zeu l'kavod Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Harav also writes the same thing. Whenever you purchase something, a new suit, food, etc., you should say it's for kavod Shabbos. And this way, everything that you're doing should be in honor of the Shabbos. And that you should even think that you're doing things in honor of the Shabbos when you're doing something l'kavod Shabbos. The issue foot number 7 is a very interesting question. What about bringing your Shabbos clothing on a weekday? Is that allowed? So the Kav HaChaim says it's preferable not to do so. Of course, it's for a simcha, for a wedding, or for a bris, or for something like that, then it's certainly permissible. And he brings down, this is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karl Shlita. The reasoning behind this, he brings down, is because when you wear it on a weekday, it takes away somewhat from the kavod that's a specific, like a Shabbos garment. That's why if it's something special, a mitzvah, on a weekday, you could wear it on a weekday, because that doesn't take away from kavod Shabbos. In regards to other types of clothing, so dish foot number 8 brings down, what about a belt? So Shulchan Aruch says, in the name of the Arizal, that you shouldn't wear your weekday belt on Shabbos, or your Shabbos belt on a weekday. And this is also the minhag of the Gra in the Maisi Rav. No exceptions. No weekday clothing should be worn on Shabbos if at all possible. The Chazon Ish had a minhag that he would switch even his yarmulke to wear l'kavod Shabbos, a very beautiful minhag. In regards to shoes, so here already some have different opinions. So in the Shelos Shuvos Rav Paul, and he says that's not included in clothing. We make a separate bracha on shoe wear, separate from your clothing in the Birchas HaShachar, so it's not included in Begadim, and therefore he says you don't have to have separate shoes, but the Kaf HaChaim said, no, if at all possible, well, it may not be the strict din, it's a Midas Chasidus to change your shoes, and this is, in fact, was the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. What about undergarments? So undergarments do not apply in this situation. You don't have to have separate underwear, separate undershirt, separate socks for Shabbos, although there are those that bring down that if you can do this, call a kavod. But he says there's two reasons why it doesn't apply. Number one, these are not begodim noyim, l'kavod Shabbos. So it doesn't apply that this doesn't show v'chibadito. They're underwear. So that's not a kavod for Shabbos. And secondly, it's not recognizable to anybody else. So it's not recognizable, again, here too, as being l'kavod Shabbos by anybody else. Of course, he says one should certainly wear clean, new underwear for Shabbos. What about outerwear that's like an overcoat that's specifically worn just to keep away the cold? So he says you don't have to specifically have something for Shabbos, but if a person can, again, call a kavod. Similarly, says in terms of polishing your shoes, if a person can do that, the kavod Shabbos, that's a wonderful mitzvah as well, even though it may not be an absolute chiyuv. He then talks about Shabbos chazon, so machlokes whether you do or do not wear Shabbos clothing, ayin shom in the end of the footnote for these details. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav says you should wear nice clothing, kifi yachalto, every person according to his financial means. If somebody's Baruch Hashem very wealthy, so you shouldn't skimp on having nice Shabbos clothing. If somebody's very poor, he shouldn't use up all his little bit of extra money to go just purchase Shabbos clothing. And he says, Vafilu hu baderech levado, even if a person is alone on the road, you get stuck someplace, you're traveling on business or whatever this thing may be, and you're all alone by yourself, there's no other frum Jews over there, ubeveis einu Yehudim, and you're in a place where they're only goyim. Gam kein yilbash bigde Shabbos. You're not wearing Shabbos for anybody else. You're wearing Shabbos to honor the Shabbos, and the Shabbos is there even if you were the only other person that's there. Kein hamalbushim l'chovod haroyim. You're not wearing, mistakenly, people think they're wearing the clothing to show off to other people, but you're wearing the clothing ki im l'chovod haShabbos. You're doing it to honor Shabbos. Shabbos is always there, even if you're the only person there, even if you're alone in your house. A person should wear his Shabbos clothing. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down in the name of Chayi Odom. He then brings out from the Sefer Chasidim, Kosav Sefer Chasidim, Ayikach Odom Yelid b'Shabbos. You shouldn't even have a little baby sit on your lap on Shabbos, unless you put some sort of a cloth underneath the baby on your lap, so you shouldn't dirty up your pants. When the baby has an accident, it will dirty up your pants. Again, Baruch Hashem, today I think the hygiene is a little bit different, the diapers and all sorts of other things, but nevertheless, babies do have accidents, and a person should be aware of this, and certainly if the baby does dirty your clothing, obviously Baruch Hashem, today we live in a lap of luxury that you can literally and figuratively change your lap. Go here and put on a new pair of pants if the baby does soil you. And you're doing this l'kavod Shabbos, not just because hygiene demands it. Sivkot and Zayin, Hayosh Beveisim, you should be like a rich person, even if you're not a rich person, so demonstrate in some way your kavod Shabbos if you're very poor. Hayinu, she'enam tzrichim l'salik bigdeim in ha'aretz b'shul melacha, that they don't soil their clothing by having it to do work, so therefore they can let their clothing be long and go all the way to the ground because they're not going to soil it by doing work because they don't do work. So too, you should demonstrate in this way at least a little bit that you're doing something like kavod Shabbos. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Yilbash begodim hanoyim, a person should wear his nice clothing, v'yismach b'viyah Shabbos, and should be very, very happy with the incoming of Shabbos, ki yotze likras hamelech, just like you would be going if the king was coming to your house, you'd go out to greet him, uchi yotze likras chasim v'kala. Likewise, if you go to a wedding, you're going to greet the chasim v'kala. That's the way you should feel about Shabbos. The Rabbi Chanina, as an example, the Mechaber brings down the story from the Gemara, where Rabbi Chanina, Ma'atef, would dress himself up, put on his Shabbos clothing, would wrap himself in his Shabbos clothing, v'koy b'fanyo d'mali Shabbat, and he'd go out to greet the Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, v'yomar, bo v'netzi likra Shabbos Malkus, so let us all go out and greet the wonderful Shabbos Malkus, or the Queen Shabbos. Rav Yanai, similarly, the Mechaber says, Omer bo'i chala, the famous words from the end of L'chadodi, so he would go and say, let us go greet the Shabbos Kala, let us go greet the Shabbos Kala, welcoming in Shabbos Malkus, Shabbos Kala. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches writes, V'yelech b'hem ad motzi Shabbos ach havdolah. One should wear his Shabbos clothing all the way until motzi Shabbos, even wearing them while he says havdolah. Tishvut number 9 brings down from Nisun Karlish Shlita that ein chovel aposhtu miyad l'ach havdolah. You're not mechuyif to take off your Shabbos clothing. We just said don't wear your Shabbos clothing on a weekday, but you're not mechuyif to take them off because motzi Shabbos still has a certain inyan of Shabbos attached to it. That's why some say in the benching, for example, migdol, even on a malava malka, up into chatzos. That's why we don't say slichos. Now we're entering into the month of Chodesh Elul when I'm dictating this. So there are those that don't say slichos at all during the first half of motzi Shabbos because of this idea that it's still attached a little bit to Shabbos. And he brings down from the Sefer Leket HaYosha that the Baal Truma Sadeshin didn't take off his Shabbos clothing until he went to sleep. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish would specifically take it off right away, and this was also the custom of the stipler Gaon Zatzal. This additionally has ramifications for Matzi Shabbos Chazon. Do you have to take it off right away or not? Look in the rest of this footnote, Yishu foot number 9, for this discussion. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes, he writes, you should be really happy about accepting the Shabbos. Anybody who increases his covet for Shabbos, with your body or with your clothing, whether it's with food and drink, such a person is truly praiseworthy. The issue foot number 10 brings down that women should wear all of their jewelry. However, we still have the idea that you never wear all of your jewelry, you always leave one takshit, one piece of jewelry aside, as a memorial, a commemoration of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This applies even on Shabbos, it's not a problem of Avelus Befarhesya. And these dinim we've already discussed, the Mishabur says, Ayin and Simon Reshma and Beis. Then he brings down from the Zohar, Bazar, Mukubalim, and the various Mukubalim, Hisiru Ma'od, Shlo Yesh, Shum, Machlokas, B'Shabbos. One should be so careful not to have any chitata, any fighting on Shabbos. Chas V'Shom, Rachmon Al-Aslan. And he says, especially, B'Frat, B'Nish, L'Ishta. This is when the Satan dances over here, Friday afternoon, when the things are sometimes a little bit hectic, and it's ripe for fights between a husband and a wife, Rachmon Al-Aslan. So he brings down the famous Gemara in Gittin, Dafman Beis, Amon Aleph, Gabe Hanu, Bei Trey. There were two people, the Havu Minsu, Bahadi Adadi, they were constantly fighting with each other. Ayin Shom brings down from the Tosefes Shabbos. If you look in the Gemara over there, it tells us that Rav Meir separated them from fighting for three weeks in a row, and the Satan said, Oi, to me, I've been kicked out of this house. So we know that the Satan is specifically looking at Friday afternoon when things are very tight and tense. That's when the Satan looks especially to make trouble between a husband and wife. And therefore, a person should know, the Satan is going to do everything possible to cause trouble then between a husband and wife. And therefore, you should prepare yourself to say, take a deep breath, I'm not going to let myself get angry. Sivkot Yud, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'ktsas makomus nogin lotzeis mibesa knesses la'azorah. Some people have the custom on Friday night, when they accept Shabbos, to actually go outside of the shul. V'omrim bo v'neitze v'chule. Let us go out and accept the Shabbos. It brings down for the knesses like Dola. V'anu noagin, we have our custom, shemahachim p'neim l'tzad marv. We turn towards the back of the shul, which is usually marv, if you're facing normally towards the front of the shul. But lav davka, in Dishavut number 11, he brings down that whatever is the entrance way into the shul, that's where people would turn, or they would turn a little bit towards the west, as well as towards the entrance way. And we say bo'i v'sholem at the end of chododi, so people turn around, as is the custom. V'noagin lamud oz, people should stand up then, because you're accepting the Shabbos, so covered Shabbos, you stand up. Just like you would if the President of the United States walked into the shul, if the King of England walked into the shul, if a great important leader walked into your shul, you would all stand up and give him kavod. So too for the Shabbos, Allah has kama b'kama. Then he says, Nagu Shalol Kabbal, it's a Shabbos, B'yom Kippurim Shechol B'Shabbos. We don't do this on Yom Kippur when it comes out on Shabbos, like it will in Yitzhashem this year. We don't say, L'chododi, Rak Shomim, Mizra Shil Yom Shabbos, Kodin Baruch Hu, but we do say, Mizra Shil Yom Shabbos before Baruch Hu. If you look at the end of the Ber Hetiv Dibra Masul Kala, he brings down a reason why we don't accept on Shabbos Yom Kippur to say L'chadodi. He says, because Ein B'Yom Kippur Neshama Yisera. The Yom Kippur doesn't have a Neshama Yisera like Shabbos does. He brings us down the name of the Shari Knesset Sagdola. In addition, the Ber Hetiv in Oz Dalet brings down that even an Ovel should wear his Shabbos clothing on Shabbos. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Vafilu hanoagim b'shar yomtiv kishuchol b'shabbos lomar od ezim mizorim b'shul Shabbos." And this is true that on Yom Kippur you don't say this, even on days when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall out together, you do say ezim mizorim. On Yom Kippur Shabbos, you do not do this. We still have a little bit of the Ramah left and a couple of Mishnah Berurahs on this Ramah, which Yirtzeh Hashem will do tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.